Grape Nut Flakes present Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nut Flakes, and Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes.
They sure have. They got a free little circus.
Yes, gang, the Post Furio Circus. An amazing offer ready and waiting for you.
Laughs galore in your grocery store.
Laughs galore in your grocery store. Not bad, nosedive. And gang, what it means is simply this. Ring one of the Post Furio Circus is waiting for you in your grocery store. Yes, sir. You buy those two special boxes of Grape Nut Flakes, and there, banded between those two boxes, is Ring One, a magical 32-page circus book. A bang-up beginning for your big top.
And not one single solitary half a penny extra.
Not a single penny extra do you pay for that circus book, gang. Two boxes of Grape Nut Flakes, and the circus book is free.
Not a half a penny single
a 32-page full-colored circus book.
Yes, indeed.
Containing the world-famous boxing kangaroos, the funniest pair of fighters that ever hit the sawdust. Containing Laffo the clown, the guy with a thousand changing faces.
Oh, he's funny.
Containing cutouts, magic tricks, riddles.
Lots of them.
And gang, that's only ring one. It tells you right there how to get ring two and ring three. So, gang, just hop down to the grocer's in your helicopter and say, brother, I want those two special boxes of Grape Nuts Flakes with that 32-page circus book.
So, hurry, hurry, hurry. Last galore in your grocery store.
And now to our story. Now thoroughly involved in a strange and complex mystery surrounding a traveling circus staked out on their airport, Hop and Tank have begun a determined effort to get at the root of the danger before they themselves are seriously hurt. They have already suffered two narrow escapes. The first when their hangar almost blew up, and second when Aunt Agatha was nearly killed by the sudden collapse of the main tent. In our last episode, as you recall, the boys headed out with Mr. Bentley, the circus owner, who emphatically denied having had anything to do with the sabotage attempt, and who, in fact, was making a sincere effort to keep his show running in spite of overwhelming handicaps. However, when a telegram was delivered saying that the owners of the lot in New City, on which the Bentley Circus was to give its show, acknowledged cancellation of the performances and stated that his dates had been taken by the Crandall Circus, it was the final crushing blow. Bentley had not canceled out. Someone, somewhere, was sabotaging him again. We find him now in the airport office, putting through a hurried call to New City as Hop and Tank anxiously stand by.
Yes, it's somewhere on North 12th Street. I don't know the exact address. And I want to speak to Mr. Richard Osborne, person to person. Yes, thanks. I'll be here. She'll call me back when she gets me.
Look, Mr. Bentley, I don't get it. This don't make no sense at all. If you say you didn't cancel your shows in New City, where'd they get the idea you did?
I don't know, Tinker. That's why I'm calling Osborne.
The wire said your letter of cancellation was dated yesterday, didn't it?
Yes, Harry.
That means it's got the New City affair. Certainly works fast looking that other circuit.
Sandler must have jumped at the chance. New City's the key spot on the whole tour. One place I was sure we could beat Crandall out. Same time, make enough money to tide my show over.
But how could Crandall know about the cancellation so fast?
Osborne must have called him. Harrigan, this is the finish. If I don't get those dates back, I can't go on. I'll have to break up the show.
Hey, there's your call.
I'll take it. Hello? Oh, thanks. I'm ready. Hello? Mr. Osborne?
Speaking?
Mr. Osborne, this is George Bentley.
Who?
George Bentley, you know, the Bentley Circus.
Oh, yes, yes. How are you? Did you get my wire?
I'll say I did. That's why I'm calling.
I'm sorry.
I didn't cancel out.
What? What did you say?
I said I didn't cancel out.
But, Mr. Bentley, your letter's right here on my desk.
I tell you, I didn't write you any letter.
Well, it's your stationery. You signed it.
Mr. Osborne, believe me, I don't know anything about it. I didn't send you any letter canceling out.
Well, I'm sorry, Bentley. Apparently, there's been some mistake.
You bet there's been a mistake and a bad one. I want those performance dates back, Osborne.
I'm afraid I can't do anything about that now. Dates have already been taken, I told you. Crandall just signed the contract a few minutes ago.
Then break the contract.
That's out of the question.
But I have prior rights.
I'm sorry, Bentley. But as far as I'm concerned, this letter is an official notification of cancellation. There's nothing I can do about it.
Osborne, you can't get away with this. I go to court,
I'm not trying to get away with anything, Bentley. And I'd advise you not to go to court about it. You haven't got a leg to stand on. Good day, Mr. Bentley.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, that does it.
No soap?
No. Contract with Candler already signed, and he won't break them. Can't blame him in a way. It isn't his fault. He was acting in good faith.
So, what are you going to do now?
Nothing. I'm washed up. Finished. Have to borrow money somewhere and pay off my performance. And I'll take a long walk for myself.
Mr. Bentley, there must be some way around this.
For instance?
Well, I've been wondering, is Osborne's lot the only place in New City where you can set up a circus?
Well, that's where we've always played our shows.
But is it the only place?
Mm-hmm. No. There's a lot on the other side of town. Isn't it good? It would do, I suppose.
All right. Now, is there any law against two circuses operating in the same city at the same time?
No. Circuses run into each other every once in a while. It's not good business. Neither show makes any money then.
But if one show were better than the other, or if it opened first... Hey, now you're cooking with high octane.
Harrigan, I'm beginning to see what you mean.
And you could get into New City before Crandall. Advertise all over the place. Get the crowds in for your first show. You might get the whole city swinging over to you.
I know my show's better than Crandall's.
Then what are you waiting for? Get on that phone.
I wonder.
Stop wondering and get moving.
Let's see. Oh, the other lot. Garrison, yes, that's the name. The Garrison Realty Company.
Phone's right where you left it.
Hello, operator. Get me the Garrison Realty Company in New City, please. Garrison. G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. I don't know the address. Thanks, I'll hold on. If this should work, Harrigan, if we can get in before Crandall...
When's he due to open?
He took my date, so we should open in 4 days.
How long will it take to get your circus into New City?
At least 2 days. I could be ready to open day after tomorrow.
That'd give you a 48-hour lead on Crandall.
More than enough. I'll get the whole town into my show. Hello? Oh, you have operator? Good. We've got him.
We got our fingers crossed.
Thanks, Peter. Hello? Mr. Garrison?
Yes? Who's this?
This is George Bentley. I own the Bentley Circus.
Oh, yes.
Listen, Mr. Garrison. Do you still have that lot on the west side of town?
Uh-huh.
Is it occupied now? Anything going on there? Fine, fine. Then will you rent it to me for 2 weeks? I want to bring my circus in.
Just heard the Crandall show is coming in. Using Osborne's lot.
That's right. He pulled a fast one on me and I want to even the score. I'll open on your lot before he does.
Can you do it?
Sure I can. His show opens in 4 days. I can be all set up and ready in two.
Now wait a minute, Bentley. He doesn't open in 4 days. He opens day after tomorrow.
What?
That's right. Osborne told me this morning.
Great Scott. Hold it, will you, Garrison?
Right.
No use, Boyd. Crandall's opening day after tomorrow.
And you have to open tomorrow to beat him to the gun.
But that's impossible. New City's 200 miles away. I couldn't possibly get the circus there in time.
Yes, you can.
I tell you, I can't. I couldn't load my trucks and get them on the road before morning. And it's an all-day haul.
Forget the trucks.
What?
We'll fly you there, Mr. Bentley. We'll ship your whole circus by air.
Almost dropping the phone in his astonishment, Bentley stared at Hop, unable to believe his ears. Why, a circus? An entire three-ring show, tents, wagons, animals? Sounds fantastic. How, for instance, does Hop plan to transport a 6-ton elephant by plane? We'll learn more in just a moment. But first, nosedive.
What?
What flower ought to be in a circus?
Dandelion.
Oh, sure. And why do you know all the answers? Because you've got ring one of the post-serial circus?
Yes, and I got ring two and ring three. I got a three-ring circus.
Yeah, Barnum and Bailey, that's you, Nosedive.
Yes.
Yeah. And, gang, if you think you've had funny times in your life, oh, wait till you get the post-serial circus.
Yes, sir.
You'll be laughing so much you'll have to hire a carpenter to fix your side. Not just those ding-dong crazy riddles, but the penny-toss balloon game, the circus lingo, the kind of talk they make under the big top, strange words that have strange meanings. And Jocko, the little monkey who goes about the circus with only one thing on his mind, to pull a big elephant's tail. So if you arise, you'll get Ring One today. Ring One is a 32-page circus book that is banded together between two boxes of Great Nut Flakes. And gang, get this. For the circus book, you don't pay one penny extra.
Not a single solitary lonely, melancholy little penny.
This is a Great Nut Flake, and with it, your 32-page full-color circus book. Once you get the circus book, you'll find instructions for getting rings 2 and 3. But remember, you gotta get ring 1 first, and that's waiting at your grocer's between two boxes of Great Nut Flakes. This offer is good in the United States only.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Unlock the door at your grocery store.
And now, back to our story. In an attempt to beat Crandall's rival circus out, Bentley phoned the owner of another large New City lot at Hop's suggestion, only to learn that Crandall's show opens the day after tomorrow, leaving no time for Bentley to get set up and ready. Suddenly, Hop threw in a bombshell.
We'll fly you to New City, Mr. Bentley. Ship the whole circus by air.
Jumping jennies.
I reckon you're insane.
No, I'm not. I'm sure it can be done. Go on now. Talk to Garrison. Find out how big his lot is.
What? Great Scott.
Ask him how big it is. I have to know.
Okay. Hello, Garrison.
Yes?
How big is your lot again?
A little over 25 acres.
25 acres, Harrigan.
How long is it?
How long is it, Garrison?
About 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet.
Is it level?
Yes, I've seen it.
Then take it. Tell Garrison you'll open there tomorrow night.
Well, Harrigan, you...
You want your circus to fold.
No, but...
Then take it, will you?
Garrison.
Yes, what's going on there?
Listen, book us in for 2 weeks, starting tomorrow night. Usual rate.
Tomorrow night? Well, how can you make it? Lakeville's 200 miles...
We're flying the show in.
What?
Is it a deal?
Well, yes, sure, but I don't...
See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Well, I've done it.
Good. Hop, you sure are sticking your neck out.
We'll do it or bust.
But how? We can't carry no circus in a beach craft.
Oh, wait a minute. You're on the level, aren't you, Harrigan?
Of course. And will you please tell me how you were going to do it? Where we're going to get planes? Or am I supposed to attach wings and engines to the tent?
Listen, Tank, you remember Mr. Spencer, Cartwright's partner at the engine plant?
Yeah.
Well, he owes us a favor for saving the plans of the jet engine. And Cartwright once told me his company owned 2 Fairchild C-82 transports.
C-82s? Packets?
Yes, they carry over 9 tons of cargo. Using both of them, we could fly 18 tons at a time. That only takes an hour to get to New City from here.
Holy cow.
Harrigan, what are you talking about? Does that mean you can or can't do it?
With any kind of a break, Mr. Bentley, we can. But we've got to get organized immediately. I'll see to it that the planes are here by this afternoon. Your job will be to get all your equipment ready to move at once. Bentley's circus will open in New City tomorrow. Unless we run into some unforeseen trouble.
Almost as if he held a crystal ball in his hands and could see into the future, Hop uses the words unforeseen trouble. Little does he realize how much trouble is on the way. Trouble and danger and the possibility of swift and sudden death. Gang, you won't want to miss the thrills and excitement coming up. What would you do if you were piloting a plane in which a ferocious gorilla had broken loose? And that's only one of the thrills Hop and Tank are about to face. So don't miss tomorrow's episode, brought to you by Great Nut Flakes, one of the Post family of cereals. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Watch for the new and exciting Hop Harrigan adventure movie, soon to be released by Columbia Pictures. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.